supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am so smart. I am so smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Welcome back, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. I actually just connected with John Gormley just the other night for a quick chat and a catch up. And one of the things that we started talking about and reminiscing on was some of the SSRL questions and winners through the years. This little contest that we do every week has been going for so long. And there are a number of people that take pride in the fact that they have won this competition multiple times. They've got multiple T-shirts to prove in their drawer that they have been more than once Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. All you need to do is call in with the right answer, 1-877-332-8255. We also ask that you haven't won in this calendar year, so you haven't won in 2026. Other than that, we play the game by the phone. You can join in on the text line if you like, but the only way you're going to win is by calling. And Murray McCullough found that out just this past week. He called in from Pilot Butte, and he was last week's Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. And Murray joins me by phone. Murray, how are you?
I'm good.
That's good. Good to have you here. I hope someone showed you a little respect after that swift answer that you were able to get on the air last week.
Well, there's a group of friends that all listen to this at the same time, and we all try challenge each other, but mysteriously, nobody was listening last week.
Oh, how does that work?
Believe me. And trying to convince my wife that I won again was, well, you know, another eye roll. So,
well, listen, it's forever documented on our website. All you need to do is go to cjme.com, ckom.com. Last Wednesday, 11 o'clock. Listen in. You'll hear all the wrong guesses. And then Murray there with the right guess, which, by the way, it was a tough question last week. The question was, on average, this is 3 inches. And you knew the answer was what, Murray?
The amount you shrink as you age.
That's right. The average amount a person shrinks in their lifetime. And that puts you on top of the list, crowned you as Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, and leaves you with one more task, and that is asking today's question. Have you got it there?
I do. Excuse me just a moment.
We're ready.
All right.
We're ready.
Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it.
Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. Thanks, Murray. Appreciate you being a great winner, and thanks for starting off today's contest.
Good luck, everyone.
Murray McCullough from Pilot Butte, the quiz master today. Okay, the question is, most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. What could we be talking about? 1-877-332-8255. Let's start with Brad in Swift Current. You're first in, Brad. Is this going to be a quick win?
I think it's just going to be a quick wag.
Okay, let's hear it.
A gold chain.
A gold chain is a good guess, but no, not a gold chain, but thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Terry in Rollo. Terry, what do you think?
Hi, Terry. Is that Terry and Rollo?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to take a wag here. Money.
That is a good guess. Gold chain and money both kind of starting us off the right way. But no, that's not the answer we're looking for. 1-877-332-8255. So the question is, most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. We've got gold chain and money guests so far. Let's go to James. James, thanks for calling in. What have you got?
I'll go with a Rolex.
A Rolex. Okay. Good guess, but no, not a Rolex. Not a gold chain. Not money. Everyone talking and looking at this through the lens of most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. We're definitely going down a path. Whether it's the right one or not, it's too early to give a hint, so let's just keep trucking along here. Most people like seeing this, but very few actually have it. I think Paul in Regina is next up. What do you say?
Order of Canada.
Order of Canada. Good guess. But no, not Order of Canada. Thanks for calling in. 1-877-332-8255. Nick in Saskatoon, you're next up. What do you think?
I think golf course green lawn.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't want that? And I can tell you, I would be in the category of someone who doesn't always have my back lawn's pretty good, front not so much. But no, it's not the golf course green lawn.
Aww.
But thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. So we're going next to Southie, Saskatchewan. Jennifer is on the line. Jennifer, I'll ask you the question again. Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. What are we talking about?
A sunny disposition.
Okay, I like it. And it, you, I feel like you're right. There's few that, at least these days. No, that's not what we're looking for, but thank you for playing along. Not a sunny disposition. But you know what? I'm going to say this. In a way, that's probably the closest guess we've had so far. We've had gold chain, money, a Rolex, Order of Canada, a green lawn. Sunny disposition, I'm going to say, is the closest guess that we've had. Now, that might throw you off a little bit, but you want a hint? I'll try and give them to you as they come up. Back to the phone lines. Richard in Saskatoon. Richard, thanks so much for calling in. Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. What are we talking about?
I was going to say a nice flower garden.
Okay, is that going to be your guess?
Yes.
Good guess, but no, not a flower garden. 1-877-332-8255. Kevin, next up. Kevin, have you got my answer?
Yes.
What is it? What is it?
Common sense.
Another really good answer. And I can tell you, we all probably can think of people that could use a little more of it. But no, it's not common sense. Not what we're looking for today. 1-877-332-8255. Sunny disposition and common sense, probably two of the closer guesses. Gold chain, money, Rolex, those ones aren't as close, if that helps you. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Indian Head, Saskatchewan. Next on my list is Joel. The question I'm asking, most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. What am I looking for, Joel?
A large family, like lots of kids.
Okay, good guess. No, not large family. But thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. Outlook, Saskatchewan. Aaron is on the line. Do you have my answer?
I'm going to go with patience.
Good guess. Good guess. It's along the lines, like I've been saying, sunny disposition, common sense, those were close. So I can see why patience might be a guess, but no, that's not what we're looking for. But thanks for playing along, Aaron. 1-877-332-8255. This is a personal thing, though. Is that even a hint? For some reason, I could sense the frowns through the radio. Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. Wendy in Regina. Let's go there next. Wendy, have you got my answer?
Oh, just a second. Sorry.
No problem. I've got you. What do you think the answer is today?
I'm going to go with self-actualization.
Self-actualization. Gosh, I wish more people had that for sure. But no, that is not the answer that we're looking for today. But thanks for playing along. Self-actualization. I'm writing that one down. 1-877-332-8255. St. Walburg. Joyce, thanks for calling in, Joyce. Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. What are we talking about?
I was going to say the Canadian flag.
Canadian flag, good guess, and topical, I would suggest, given the discussions that we've been having lately on separation and independence. But no, not the Canadian flag. Thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. It's a more individual thing that we're looking for today. Personal to some people. Not everyone has it. Most people like seeing it, but few actually have it. I got time for another call or two before we take our break. Julian in Swift Current is next up. Julian, thanks for calling in. What do you think we're looking for?
It'd be green eyes.
Green eyes?
Yeah.
That's a good guess, but no. But that is officially our closest guess yet. So green eyes is not the right answer, but that is getting us closer. Does that help you steer in the right direction? 1-877-332-8255. Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. Not green eyes. Curtis in Saskatoon, what do you think?
Another wag. How about photographic memory?
Good guess. But no, not photographic memory, Curtis. Thanks for playing along. One more call before our break. Taryn in Saskatoon, what do you think, Taryn?
I was going to say, like, two different colored eyes.
Okay, good guess. But that is a good guess, but no, that's not. Two different color eyes is a good guess. Green eyes was already guessed. Also good. Neither one of them right, but the closest so far. So we're definitely moving towards a personal attribute. Can I say that? I don't know if attribute is the right word. But it is something personal. It's not a possession. It's not a gold chain. It's not money. It's not a Rolex. The closest guess we've had, the guessers who said, one said green eyes, one said two different color eyes. Those aren't right, but getting us a lot closer. Let's take our break. When we come back, we will crown today's smartest radio listener. Is it you? Smartest in the province? Let's find out next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. All right, welcome back to the show. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener is still on our quest to find this week's winner. 1-877-332-8255. During the break, I take a swipe through the text line. Numerous people have the right answer on the text line. So we are close. 1-877-332-8255. Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. Let's go to Jason in Swift Current. Thanks for calling in, Jason. What do you think?
Let's go with the active listening.
Active listening. Good guess. But no, not active listening. Thanks for playing along, Jason. We'll go to Chris in Saskatoon for our next guess. Chris, I mentioned that the closest guess we've had so far was the person who guessed green eyes. Someone else guessed two different colored eyes. Those weren't the right answers, but at least it's getting us closer. Do you have my answer for me?
I hope so. I'm going with facial symmetry.
Ooh, good guess. I like that. And I actually saw that on the text line. It's not right, but you're getting us there. We're getting close, Chris. Thanks so much for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. It's not facial symmetry. What is it? Most people like seeing this, but very few actually have it. Ron in Lestock, what do you say?
I'm going to try good memory.
Good memory? No. Not the right answer. Thanks for playing along. Let's go to Cassie in Webb. Have you got my answer?
I'm going to go with red hair.
Ooh, red hair. Do most people like seeing red hair?
Well, I hope so. I have a ginger baby. And
okay,
like
there you go. good guess, but no, that's not what we're looking for, Cassie, but thanks for playing along. 1-877-332-8255. I know we're going to get there. We're now guessing we're in the right area, right? We've had lots of guests about personal, physical, observational things. To do with eye color, to do with hair color, face symmetry. None of those have been right. Let's go to Tim in Swift Current. Do you know what the answer is, Tim?
Hi, I'm thinking a straight teeth smile.
Yeah, the good teeth. No, not good teeth, but good guess. Thanks for playing along. Let's go to Tammy in Clavette. What do you think? What do you think, Tammy?
I would say dimples.
I would say you are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Tammy, you got it.
Well, thank you.
Dimples is the right answer. So dimples 85%. This was a recent human attractiveness survey that was done. 85% of people surveyed find facial dimples attractive. However, only about 1 in 5 people actually have dimples. You are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Have you won this competition before?
Nope, I have not.
Never. Well, there's a first time for everything, and I'm glad today is your first time. Did you know that? Have you been waiting with that answer, or did the hints kind of guide you there?
I started calling in as soon as I heard the question.
Okay, well, I like it. Well, Dimples is right, and you officially are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. What keeps you busy during the day?
Watering plants.
Oh, how are the plants? Are you worried about any overnight frost, or are we clear of that now?
No, I'm getting the blankets ready for Friday night.
I cannot even tell you how many times, Tammy, I was out there helping my mom on the farm covering bedding plants spring and fall because she didn't want to lose them. So I get that for sure. Well, we are happy to have you as this week's winner. I'm going to get you to hang on the line, Tammy, so that we can chat with you off air, get some details so we can send you out your prize. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Tammy from Clavette is this week's winner. Most people like seeing this, but few actually have it. Dimples, the answer to the question today. Thank to everyone that played along. Hey, thanks to, I mentioned I was on the text line noticing a few people on the text line had got it right. There's a couple of other texts that caught my eye as well. Starting with the text from Randy in Dundurn, a couple of great pictures of the new Saskatchewan water bombers out doing training over Blackstrap today. A couple of great shots there. Randy, thank you so much for sending in the pictures. Also, I mentioned just as we were getting into Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener that I actually connected and met up with John Gormley the other day for a quick beer and a catch-up just to see how things are going, how retirement is treating him. Well, as luck would have it, Tyson texts in today saying, I'm golfing out at Jackfish Lodge today, and I found this in the bush. Do you think it could be? Question mark. And then he sends a picture of a golf ball with Gormley stamped on the side of it. Well, there's a couple of things I notice. First of all, this golf ball looks to be quite well used, which is maybe just an indication that whoever's playing with this golf ball, if it is the Gormley that we're thinking of, maybe he used this ball for a number of holes before he lost it in the bush. But second of all, we found it in the bush. Tyson, thanks so much for sharing that as well. Hey, by the way, I didn't even get a chance to talk about this yet. Are you pumped about Dunkin' Donuts coming back to Canada? Or are you kind of like, meh, no big deal? 52 new Dunkin' Donut locations set to hit Canada by 2027. One a week. Now, by comparison, there's 4,000 Tim Horton locations in Canada, so 52 Dunkin' Donuts. Not necessarily on the same scale, but I know some people that are diehard Dunkin' Donut coffee fans, and so we'll be happy to hear that news. Are you one of them? A couple of people on the text line today weighing in on that one as well. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.